It's time for George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, streaming on WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Fraser Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Harris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. Stay tuned, tip-off is minutes away on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.
Boys High School basketball coming your way here shortly. We are 13 minutes away from tip-off of this matchup, and it looks to be a good one. It's a matchup of the Cardinals. South Laurel out of London, Kentucky, they take on George Rogers Clark over in Winchester. GRC, the state champion, then the state runner-up in the Sweet 16. South Laurel, a team that's had postseason success throughout their history as a school as well. Both these teams nicknamed the Cardinals, both with winning records. George Rogers Clark comes in. They are 10-0 on the season. In South Laurel, they have a 7-2 record. South Laurel, they've won four in a row, so they're feeling pretty good right now. We are at Madison Central High School on Allen Feldhouse Junior Court, right here at the Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic. I'm Joel Bennett, Bobby Baldwin with me, and the Cardinals of GRC arrive here after taking care of Lincoln County in a final 71-55. South Laurel gets here. They beat a fifth region heavyweight. They took out North Hardin 64-57, a game that was very close until the final 4 minutes of that ball game, and the South Laurel team able to come away with a victory over North Hardin. This team, they're very strong, Bobby, and looks to be a pretty good matchup against GRC.
Got a couple of young players that average almost 20 points a game, 19 and 18 and a half points per game, and they do like to get up and down the court, and they've got one big fella in the middle who will take it coast to coast, grab the rebound, and take it all the way for a layup. So Cards are going to have to stop the ball tonight in transition.
This South Laurel team, again, they left the 12th region back in the 05-06 season. They're over in the 13th region, and the 12th ended up getting Rockcastle County. But anyway, last season, this was a they were a district champ. South Laurel was. They made the 13th region tournament. And a little bit of history, South Laurel and GRC, best I can find, Bobby. South Laurel has a 4-3 edge versus GRC, and that goes back to Y2K. South Laurel, one of the only teams I can think of Coach Cook hasn't beaten. They're 2-0.
Well, maybe he can get one tonight. And get that monkey off of his back.
Well, the last time GRC won over South Laurel was back the 27th of December in 2013. Clark won a 55-52 game in the Pulaski County Tournament. South Laurel and GRC last played in 2016. It was GRC, they got defeated 60-50 on their home floor. One season they played two games, and they split those two. So South Laurel, they are under their head coach, Jeff Davis. He's in his 12th season. Josh Cook for GRC, he's in his 8th season. These teams, they both, as Bobby mentioned, they like to push the ball down the floor. I think South Laurel, they like to put ball pressure, and they'll bring it out three-quarters court. The old saying is a team that presses doesn't like to be pressed.
Well, we're certainly going to find out, because chances are both of these teams are going to
We know what the GRC will do, right?
Do one in the same. One team averaging upwards of 70, nearly 75 points a game, and South Laurel a little bit more reserved in about the 60-point range. But that doesn't mean that they are slight in any way with a 7-2 record, and having won three or four in a row, they are looking forward to this contest against George Rogers Clark.
We have inside of 10 minutes away from tip-off. Both these teams out on the floor going through a shoot-around. Again, it'll be the Cardinals playing the Cardinals. GRC taking on South Laurel. The Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. This has been eight different schools, and it'll be 3 days. This is day two. GRC and South Laurel, both winners. And one of these teams will advance for the championship game tomorrow. We'll take a two-minute break. Bobby and I'll be back after these messages. More pregame to follow.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
It's Furniture World Superstore's New Year's sale. Incredible New Year's savings, plus interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero down payment. Start your new year right and save on the newest looks for every room and mattresses. Plus, get interest-free financing for up to 2 years with zero, zilch, zip, nothing down. The New Year's sale at Furniture World Superstore in Lexington, Georgetown, Mount Sterling, Danville, Moorhead, Somerset, and Richmond in the old Liquor World building.
This is Gene Porter of the Porter Group Insurance Agency. We offer free Medicare educational classes for your small groups, such as church groups or senior groups. We know Medicare is confusing with all the scams. Call us at 606-780-1387 to provide you with the direction you need in this confusing Medicare world. That's 606-780-1387.
On the campus of Madison Central High School here on Allen Feldhaus Junior Court, this is a Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic, and both teams have gone to the locker room. It's George Rogers Clark boys taking on the boys team from South Laurel, both teams the Cardinals, and a lot of red in this building, rightfully so, with a matchup of these Cardinals. These teams arrived again, this Richmond Car and Truck Rental Holiday Classic. There's good basketball going on all across the area, but this tournament, it's a three-day deal, not a four-day deal, and that is appealing to some teams. And going back to Wednesday, Madison Central beat Bishop Brossard 80-56. Marshall County took out Greene County 65-52. George Rogers Clark, a big winner over Lincoln County, 71-55. South Laurel, the team that Clark will be playing, beat North Hardin 64-57. In today's game on day two, it was Lincoln County and North Hardin, and North Hardin beat Lincoln 88-66, and Greene County took care of Bishop Brossard 77-54, and we've got this game to come, and then there'll be one more to follow. You know, sometimes, Bobby, this three-day tournament's more appealing, and there's good basketball going on all across the state.
Coaches get a chance to really test their kids to see where they are, and for those teams, whether they're weak or strong, the intention is to get better with every game. And I heard Coach Jackson talking during intermission here a little while ago for Lincoln County, and he said, yes, he said, our kids hung in there for a half. We were down three, and then things got away from us a little bit. He said, but we are getting better, and he said he looks forward to the rest of the season. So it's more about improvement, because March is the key time, and that's when you really, really want to be on point if you can.
Yeah, and you got a team out of the first region. Bobby just mentioned Lincoln County. They're out of the 12th. You got two teams out of the fifth region. first region. You got a 10th region team, two 10th region teams. So this event drawing from around the state, and as Bobby said, wanting to look better. I guess the big elephant in the room that you got to address or ask Bobby, the Cardinals are George Roger Clark 10-0. But we played and won the last two ball games without a really talented 6'5 freshman, Montez Gay. I don't know if he's going to be available for today's game or not. It's kind of a day-to-day thing, evidently.
Has been. He had a bruised kneecap.
And that was right. Knee-to-knee contact.
Right,
wasn't it?
It was knee-to-knee roughly 2 weeks ago, and he came out for the next game on crutches and obviously was in civilian clothes. And the last night he was in uniform, but Coach Cook had told me last night, he said he will not play tonight.
Right.
Now, that was last night, so I didn't speak with him yet today, so time, well, we should know here in the next 10 to 15 minutes, okay?
Well, and, you know, when you take his size and his scoring and rebounding and rim protection out of the game, Cardinals get smaller, and they took in, put Eli Craig in there, a guy that responded with 10 points and 5 rebounds in a Rowan County tournament win, and he got most outstanding player of the first ever Wind City Holiday Classic. The old adage, next man up, really applied in his case.
It worked, and he carried it on here last night with an excellent game, as you said. And so the big key is going to be whether or not they can hang with this team rebounding-wise, because I think both teams are going to take it and try to go with it. So if we shoot as well as we did last night, I feel real good about it.
This South Laurel team, they won a Sweet 16 state championship back in 2004 and 2005 season. Their coach was Steve Wright. We've seen him a time or two, haven't we, Bobby?
No, he's a wily veteran.
A wily veteran. We saw him at Montgomery County there whenever I first started calling for GRC. I said, I know that guy. He's from down around London. So the last time he led them to the promised land. But South Laurel, a team with a lot of history and a lot of success. Cardinals, they hold their own as well. Final two-minute break. Straight ahead after that. Starting lineup, tip-off, game action coming up after this break.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
We live with you, grow up with you, and dream with you. At Central Bank, we belong to the same communities you do, as neighbors, friends, and business partners. And through the relationships we build with you every day, we consistently serve you better. That's what highly personal banking is all about. We start with you. Find out how at centralbank.com. Central Bank, member FDIC.
If time is really money, why not let Clark's Pump and Shop help save you both? Every Clark's Pump and Shop is designed for convenience. If you're in a terrible hurry, just pay at the pump and get right back on the road. And if you're having a snack attack, come in for hot coffee, cold drinks, and snack items to satisfy your craving. Try the mobile app or website for exclusive deals and loyalty rewards. Clark's Pump and Shop, Moorhead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Well, we got a battle of the Cardinals. South Laurel High School out of the 13th region taking on George Rogers Clark Cardinals. GRC, a four straight 10th region championship team. Right now, let's go to public address for today's starters.
Located on the University campus of Madison High School, for day 287 of the first annual Richmond Park Center Holiday Classic. Tonight, the visitors will be Cardinals,
For the ball game, it's a battle of the Cardinals, and GRC, the visitor, looking sharp. They're wearing black uniforms with that horse racing checkerboard trim on each side, red numbers. Got a good look, don't they, Bob?
If they play as well as they look, we're going to be in heaven.
And South Laurel, they're wearing the white uniforms with South Laurel on it, red numbers, and they've got a good looking uniform too. They've got the U of L like Cardinal logo dunking the basketball on the trim of their trunks.
Style versus style.
Yeah, looking good as we've got Morrison jumping up, and it's controlled by Jordan May, the 6'6", 6'7", post player. And South Laurel with the ball out on top with it. It'll be Jordan Steele, and he gives to Mabe. Mabe, the big guy standing between the circle, left side. Rawlings has it. They screen across. Mabe slides down the lane. He didn't get it. Morrison went with him. They reverse it right side. Rashawn Hampton going one-on-one against Steele, and they throw it back out to Mabe. Mabe, their guy, is 6'6", 6'7", something around there. He starts out between the circle, then slides down the lane. He's got it, elevates on a double team. Missed it. Kane's got a block. Morrison got a block. Here come the GRC Cardinals. Ashford, mid-range jumper, missed it 15 feet. Mabe over the back of Gaines to pull away the rebound. They release a player, and at the rim, scoring in transition, Jordan Steele.
Got a run out, but it was a contested shot for the Deuce.
Ashford has it for GRC. They screen down, pop out Gaines. He's got it left of the circle. Puts down a dribble, driving in. He's got a mismatch, lowers his shoulder, elevates, and got it in. He leaned right in. He put his shoulder right into Blaine Baker and hurt him in the process. Nothing intentional, but he had a size advantage and took advantage.
Took advantage to not to score. 2-2.
Mabe going in, driving left side, and we've seen a lot more contact than that reach in by Eli Craig, but they're going to stop play. They're going to say Morrison, though. It was Breland Morrison trailing the play. He picks up the first foul, team first. Game tied at two. It'll be South Laurel ball underneath their goal. Throwing it inbound, 6'5", Joshua Steele. Looks for a cutter. They look for the 6'7", Mabe. Can't find him. Floated out on top. Rawlings has it. Ashford draws that assignment. Rawlings rubs off a screen. Pick and roll. Gaines broke it up. Oh. Ashford thought he had it, and Morrison makes a Rashawn Hampton. Picks up an excuse me foul as he stumbled into the ball handler and picks up an unneeded foul.
Cards with a nice attempt at steal there, but then just got caught in no man's land and an unfortunate foul. Their second of the game here in the early going.
Well, I was glad it wasn't 13.
Yeah.
It was number 3. I saw that 3 on the uniform,
yeah,
and I held my breath momentarily. Give and go by South Laurel. Nothing working there on the left side. They go right side. Baker finds Rawlings. He's wide open. Top of the key. Shot the 3 and missed it. Ashford with a rebound. He's in tight spot. He's double-teamed. Floats it over to Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn loads the 3. Put it up. That one won't go. They crash the boards. They're going to get Eli Craig over the back. So Craig gets a rebounding foul. That's 3 on GRC here in the first quarter. Early goings. We've not played 2 minutes. It's tied at 2 each. GRC Cardinals bringing full court press. They have Big Jordan Mabe, their junior, 6'7", junior, handling the ball. Morrison shading him over to the left side, knowing he's a right-hander. They slide Mabe down on the blocks. Can't get him. Good help defense by Gaines. Rawling comes off the pick. He missed a shot, and Gaines got the rebound and missed for the Cardinals of GRC. I keep wanting to say Cardinals, Bobby. We're both Cardinals.
Well, they're GRC's got
GRC
the ball.
GRC with the ball in a tie game at 2. Ashford rubs off the screen. Morrison calling for it. He didn't get it. Rashawn Hampton, he wants it. A lot of dribbling. Here, Ashford got into paint. He lulled him in there but missed at the rim with a one-hander. Coming the other way with it. Rawlings has it. They go to Mabe between the circle. They clear it out. They like to pass him, and then he slides down the block. He's now at the elbow, he being Mabe. Baker has it right wing. Mabe has it top of the key. Morrison on him. Screen down, pop out Rawlings. Jordan Steele with it. Mabe at the rim, missed it. Here comes Hampton. GRC with the ball. Game tied at 2. We played 3 minutes. Ashford, top of the key. He's got Jordan Steele on him. Left wing with it, Rashawn Hampton. Coach Cook walking the sideline. He sees Hampton go one-on-one. Rashawn passes over to Morrison. His 3 ball. Good from the deep right corner.
You know, as good as the Cards have been playing on the interior defensively, they were due to hit a shot, and they have a 5-2 lead here.
Pressure in the backcourt. South Laurel doesn't like it. GRC trying to go for the steal. Mid-range jumper from 12 straight away. Missed. Steele got his own rebound. His fadeaway. Put it up and in. Joshua Steele, 6'5 guy.
Yeah.
Second chance effort.
Ball hung on the rim. The Cards mistimed the jump as a result, and he was there for the spoils.
Midway through this first quarter, Cardinals of GRC with a lead. Stop and go move by Ashford. He lost the ball. He's being hawked and hounded now. Needs to get rid of it. Bounce pass left for Morrison. His shot blocked by Mabe. Breland got it right back, and Mabe took him to the floor. And the South Laurel coach, Jeff Davis, didn't want that call, but he's going to have to deal with it because his big man, Mabe, put Morrison to the floor. First on South Laurel as a team. A couple of subs come in for the 13th Region South Laurel Cardinals. Fulmer in there and also Brown.
Yeah, Brown.
Open is Craig. Eli drives in. Floater in the lane, and they're going to call charge. He had a mid-range jumper at the right elbow. He went in with that floater, and they're going to get him with a charge.
Took it one dribble too deep.
I agree.
And the defense was set. Nice defensive set by the other Cardinals for the turnover.
Eli Craig shaking up on the play. He goes out. Maddox Campbell in for GRC. GRC coming with full court pressure. The Cardinals, the GRC with a 1-point lead. They switch over. They're going to put Maddox Campbell on Mabe. And again, that's unusual. You see your post player that runs the point guard. He's bringing it up. Campbell turning him at midcourt.
Yeah,
Mabe got a step on the defense all the way down. Scored at the rim. Didn't stop the ball. Nobody helped on the back line, and Coach Cook doesn't like it. He called a timeout. As South Laurel grabs a 1-point lead, 30-second timeout. 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. 1-point lead for South Laurel back after this brief message.
Did you know the benefits of joining your local Chamber of Commerce are as easy as ABC? A, advertise. Advertise your business. You'll get listed on our website, Facebook, in our membership directory, and member referrals. B, belong. You'll belong to a network of fellow business people with like-minded goals. And C, community. Partner with other Chamber members in enhancing our community. Call 859-744-6420 today to see just how easy it is to say it's a great day to be a part of the Chamber.
Well, it's South Laurel with a one-point lead, 6-5, 3:35 to go here in the first quarter. For GRC, it'll be Gaines, Ashford, Campbell, Hampton, and Morrison on the floor. And South Laurel, Bobby and I were talking off mic. They're big guy, 6'7". He attacked with the left hand at the rim, so he's very versatile. Ashford walks it up into the front court. He drives right side. He put up a shot blocked by Steele. Ashford got it back, throws a bounce pass to Gaines, who bailed him out. JP's going to circle around with a dribble. He's double-teamed, needs help, handed off to Rayshon Hampton. Rayshon's only touched the ball twice. Once he shot a three. Crossover here, trying to get free from Rawlings. Long three, good. Boy, you talk about stretching the floor. That'll do it from 25.
Guards up 8-6 here. 3-minute mark of the first. Rayshon with two threes for the 6 of the 8 points.
Coming up with the ball. Again, it's Mabe Campbell. Maddox Campbell just trying to keep him in front of him. Pass it on the left wing. And then Mabe puts Campbell to the floor. They throw the pass into him. He lost it. J.P. Gaines took it away.
Oh, my goodness.
Then J.P. lost it. Mabe got it. He scored at the rim. So he pushed Campbell down twice. And he goes ahead and scores at the rim. And the Cardinal fans not liking the bully ball that he put on Maddox Campbell.
Well, and not only that, to get the pilfer as well.
Yeah, and then scored at the rim. Morrison, step back shot, 18 feet, good, right in front of Mabe. So he put it back on him. 5 in the game for Morrison. Cardinals of GRC up 2. Mabe throws it in the front court. They drop it on the baseline. Rawlings elevates. Good defense. Morrison wipes the glass for GRC. GRC cards in the front court. Morrison. Between the leg dribble. Got a step on Mabe. Going in. He had his shot blocked. He stayed with it. It's going to go out of bounds, and GRC will keep the ball. South Laurel will bring in a substitution. Coach Cook looks at his bench and sticks a hand in the pocket, and now it crosses his arms. He's got some slick out-of-bounds play. Time to dial one up, Bobby?
Well, it could be.
Maybe that JP ball fake roll?
Yeah, as long as we got number 54 out on the court, we've got a shot.
Into Hampton, Rashawn, step back three, missed it. Long rebound comes off. Taken there by South Laurel. Cardinals will pick him up. GRC will pick up at midcourt. Racing it over is Garrison Brown. Ashford all over him. Good matchup there. Morrison got in the passing lane. Ashford's going to take it away as we've got players all on right in front of the scorers. And they say black ball, that being GRC. So South Laurel turns it over, and Malachi Ashford, thought of as a scorer, but Bobby's got quick hands.
Yeah, he's very, very slick with those hands and with his foot movement, and he gets it done.
Drives it to the right side, step back 15-footer. He missed it. Gaines followed, put it up and in.
Right place, right time. Ball was shot way short. JP right there to get it with the putback. Cards up 4.
Now Mabe in the backcourt. A lot of time. He's double-teamed, in trouble. Now with the ball is finally South Laurel. They have a 10-second call, and Coach Davis looks over. And I'm looking up there. It was. It was at, he points at the clock, said it was 118, and now it's 109. But the official said the 10 count, turnover by South Laurel, their fourth. And GRC with a ball and a four-point lead will attack with 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. Campbell hands it off to Morris. Morrison, a little trouble. Dribbling it, pull-up shot, 18 feet, Mabe right in his face. Second time that's happened, Bobby, right in the face of the big guy.
At the 56-second mark of the first quarter, cards up. GRC up 6.
GRC going maybe 2-for-1. Back tip by Gaines, goes right to Jordan Mabe. Campbell steps out on him. Clock rolling, 38 seconds. Fans getting loud. They throw it into the paint, spinning, shooting, and scoring. Off the bench, a good shot there by Jordan Steele.
When you use the glass, it's going to be productive for you.
Intense crowds, both schools well represented here. 20 seconds, Hampton between the circle for GRC. Drives it off, left side looking, throws a high pass to Maddox Campbell. Over to Ashford, deep in the right corner. Clock at 10. Gaines has it, takes a jump stop into the lane, and they just took it away from him. Mabe. He's going to be called for turning it over.
Yeah.
He cut the ball and traveled it. So 5 turnovers by North Laurel, and GRC will have the ball with 2.5 seconds at midcourt.
Chris Pace in the game as a shooter here in the final 3 seconds.
J.P. Gaines and South Laurel not putting pressure on Ashford. He can push it up the floor. He's got it. 2 seconds between the circle. Three-point shot off the back iron, but still a good first quarter for GRC. The GRC Cardinals leading the South Laurel Cardinals here by 4 points. It's 14-10. GRC lead. We'll be back. Second quarter play coming your way in 1 minute here on WWKY.
Here at Sterling Healthcare, we're committed to quality, affordable healthcare for the entire family. No gimmicks, no outrageous bills for professional care, just professional medical services provided by caring providers and staff to ensure you and your family are healthy in mind, body, and overall well-being. I'm Jennifer Carpenter, Human Resource Manager for Sterling Healthcare, and I invite you to check out Sterling Healthcare today and see all the ways we're here for your family.
Welcome to a place where dreams take flight and futures are forged. At Morehead State University, a real-life approach to learning means you'll dive into real-world projects, gaining hands-on skills that set you apart. Experience belonging to a community that feels like family, with a belief that a quality education should be within reach for everyone. So if you're ready to turn your aspirations into achievements, come join us at Morehead State University. Discover your potential, experience the extraordinary, and soar higher than you ever thought possible. Morehead State University.
Here, Bobby Baldwin with me, Madison Central High School. It's a Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic. Cardinals of GRC leading South Laurel 14-10. For GRC, 3 points, Rashawn Hampton. We've got 7 scored by Breland Morrison, 4 by J.P. Gaines. Cards will send out on the floor at Maddox Campbell, Rashawn Hampton, Breland Morrison, Malachi Ashford, and to throw the ball inbounds, J.P. Gaines. They've turned them over 5 times. South Laurel's had 5 miscues, Bobby, and GRC 2 of 5 from three-point shooting.
Well, the turnover margin is going to have to favor the Cards, because if they let them play on the low block, their superior size in there for the South Laurel team. So far, a good job of playing defense, especially on the interior, and they're just going to have to be efficient and patient and take good shots. And, of course, that's usually a trademark for success in any game.
Trying to get the clock set up. This is not the first time we've had clock issues. Coach Cook down there looking at Eli Craig, who did come back from the locker room. He took a hard shot in the chops early in the ball game. We have not seen Montez Gay in this game as well. They try to set the clock right. Looks like we're ready to go. Again, Cardinal ball. Gaines inbounds to Malachi Ashford. Ashford's going to bring it up, and Jordan Steele at 6 feet tall, and the junior will greet him. And we have no clock's not running on either scoreboard. Official right on it. Trying to get this thing set up. What about Matt Cizek down there? Think he's got anything to do with it?
Well, if
he's on the press row,
if he can shake a hand and make it happen, then it'll get done.
Yeah, it'll push the button. That's right. Get it going. He's looking around. He like he thinks we knows what we're talking about.
Well, he's.
We appreciate you, son. He gives a lot of good coverage, and they sponsor the ball games. We appreciate that relationship with the media there in Clark County.
No question.
Well, again. The winner of this ball game will play again tomorrow, and it will be for the championship. It'll be the nightcap of the game. There's 4 games running all day long. They get things back going, and Maddox Campbell takes the pass in the front court for the GRC team. Ashford bluffed a 3 between the circle, bounce pass to Morrison. Morrison with a 3, and he hit it. Mabe right in his face, and Jeff Davis really giving it to Mabe as Morrison scored 4 baskets, 3 right in the face of Mabe.
7-point lead for the Cards. Mabe trying to get over midcourt, and he finally did.
Here's a steal by Ashford as the GRC team baits him in with a trap at midcourt. Ashford hands it off. Breland Morrison couldn't get it. Mabe now in a run out. He puts it up and in, scores at the rim with Morrison trailing him.
Well, that's
Mabe's tough. Got 6 in the game.
Tough when you have an empty trip like that with a 7-point lead.
Sure was. Here's Ashford, blow-by move, got to the rim, bank shot, put it in. Good hang time by Ashford.
And, shake and bake, slithery move to get past him for the deuce. Cards back up 7.
GRC trapping. Steele drives it in, shot at the rim, altered by Gaines. He pulls away the rebound. JP angles off to the right between the leg dribble, handed off to Hampton. Rashawn can stretch the floor. He's got it. They recognize that. Rawlings steps out on him. Campbell offers a screen. Rashawn, step back three, top of the key. Good. It's good.
And we have a timeout.
And right now, Coach Davis, he could chew nails right now. He looks at his club and like, are you going to fight over a screen or what? We've got time called by South Laurel. A minute and a half gone in the second quarter. GRC up 10. Bob's got a message.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today. Offer ends soon, December 31st, so get over there.
GRC with a 10-point lead, longest lead of the game, and they are shooting 4 of 7 from 3-point range. They've turned South Laurel over 6 times, and here comes the heat. GRC with full court pressure, and they continue to run their 6-4 postman out as the point guard. He's got the ball in the front court, gains on him. They switch off with Campbell. Mabe shaky with the ball handling. JP at 6'2", all over him, right in his face. Here's Hampton. He got a steal in the passing lane. Driving, shooting, scoring, and one coming. A steal, a scoop, a score, and a foul.
Max Fulmer was there trying to stop it, but Rashawn just a little bit too quick, a little bit too strong, and he curled that ball in over the front of the rim after getting hit hard. Cards up, doubling the score, 24-12.
Hampton's three-point play is good. He's 73% at the foul line. Right now, he has 9 in this game. 2 minutes gone here in the second quarter. GRC with full court pressure. Trying to push the ball in the front court is Steele. Steele throws it to Mabe. Dropping on the baseline and 3 passes and 2 points. Scoring at the rim was Josh Steele.
3-on-2 down low, and that's what happens at times when they beat the press. But good work by South Laurel.
Ashford drives it off to the right side, off the screen. Shut off at the right elbow. Floated out to Hampton. Rashawn gets a Campbell screen. They switch off with Rawlings. Rashawn stretching the floor. Shot the three and missed. Campbell in there battling, but coming away with the ball is Steele. Campbell bumps him in the backcourt. Steele races down to the right side, dribbling with the left hand. He shoves it off over to Mabe. Mabe trying to bully his way in. He shoots a 12-foot fadeaway off the backboard. Shot missed. Here comes Ashford. He doesn't have numbers, and he's going to try to attack, and he gets an elbow or make that a shoulder right in the chops from Steele on the baseline. It'll be possession 2, GRC, with Coach Jeff Davis just walking that sideline. He's been hot.
Well, I tell you what, his kids are getting outworked right now, and by all rights, they ought to be the aggressor, but GRC's quickness and shooting from the perimeter has really helped it.
They man-to-man on the inbound pass. Gaines tries to roll baseline, up and under move, got separation and put it in.
Boy.
He widened his body and put it in.
And got that shoulder into him to create enough space to drop it in from 4 feet on the right side.
Mabe double-teamed in the backcourt. They've had one 10-second call already. Throws a wild pass, and now South Laurel with numbers, but Baker holds it up. He wants help, hands it off to Steele. Steele bounce pass straight away to Mabe. Mabe working his way through traffic. Took a lot of contact. No call. Out of bounds. It'll go to GRC. So South Laurel with an empty trip, and they just look kind of sloppy handling the ball. Now, you're right, Bobby. If the cards gamble and it makes a 3-on-2, they're going to score at the rim, but they're a little shaky.
Well, you know, if you can have it happen 2 out of every 3 times your way, then bring it on. That's
bring
fine.
It on. That's
bring
true.
It on.
And it is 2-to-1. It's three turnovers for GRC, 8. For South Laurel. Ashford's got a mismatch. Bounce pass to Hampton. Rashawn drives in. Feeds it over. Left side. Morrison got to the left elbow. Leave it out for Ashford. Cardinals showing some patience. Right now South Laurel playing a zone. 1-2-2. And they got the 6-7 guy out on top to offer pressure. Ashford get in the paint. Puts up a 10-footer.
Wow.
Good. It was a slow developing play. But a nice finish to it.
Well, that's because he had strong hands during the double team as he got into the paint and was able to crawl it up over the rim for the deuce.
South Laurel, J.P. Gaines, he snuck behind and stole the ball. Gaines with a pass left side to Ashford. Malachi took steps, and boy, that GRC with the momentum, that could have been huge if he scores there. But it's 29-14, Cardinals leading, 3:47 before halftime.
Malachi with that opportunity to take it baseline just got a little puppy happy on that one.
Mabe needs some help bringing the ball up. This time they defer to Steele. Steele goes to Rawlings. Rawlings left side off the bench. Garrison Brown has it. Ashford on him. Good matchup there. They're about the same side. Pull up 15-footer. Right elbow good by Rawlings. And he stares down Rayshon Hampton. I don't know whether you want to do that or not. So Rawlings makes a basket, and he gives the stink eye to Rayshon. And I don't know that you want to do that.
Well, I got the lead to 13. That's about it.
Ashford dribbles through this zone, feeds Morrison. He's had a hot hand. He missed this one. Gaines rebound, put back up and in. JP's had a wonderful game. He's got 8 points and 2 steals.
Around the ball, and he was there to grab the quick rebound and get it up before the defense could react.
Inside of 3 minutes to play before half. Driving in, Mabe had Campbell. And at least Maddox making him work for it. They're going to call that foul on Rayshon. He tried to reach in, offering some off-ball help to Maddox Campbell. Maddox is going to come out. He played a lot of minutes, and Eli Craig will return for GRC. Some substitutions made by Jeff Davis and South Laurel, and we're going to see Montez Gay come in. So his first action will come in at the 2:52 mark here before halftime. And GRC up 31-16.
Give Rayshon a breather here. That was, what, his second foul?
Sure was.
Yeah.
So we got Morrison, Gaines, Ashford, Gay on the floor. And Craig with the ball. Garrison Brown feeds Rawlings. Rawlings with a ball fake. Got to the foul line. Step back 17-footer. Hit his last shot. He missed this one. And a rebounding foul away from the ball. Mabe. And they're going to put that one on Mabe as he had two hands on J.P. Gaines' back. And that's going to be the second on Mabe. It'll only be the first of this quarter. Cardinals of GRC will bring the ball up, leading 31-16, approaching 2.5 to go here in the first half. Here comes a 1-2-2. South Laurel bringing it out near midcourt. They trap Ashford, who finds Gaines at the foul line. Morrison backdoor cut, threw it too high, through his hands, and here comes South Laurel in the front court. Brown shooting, hanging, scoring. So two passes and 2 points, 6 points in transition for South Laurel.
Cuts the lead to 13. That was a big miss on one end and a good make on the other.
Coach Davis imploring his guys to bring that defense on out on the floor. Ashford, he enjoys it. He dribbles through it. Now step back three, and the Cards settling for long shots and don't really need to. Yep. J.P. Gaines goes flying out of bounds, and the good reason for that is Hunter Bundy just put him out of bounds with a shove in the back. That's going to be the second on South Laurel.
J.P., a nose for the ball. Going after that one, got shoved out of bounds right in front of the official.
Mabe goes out at the two-minute mark. He's picked up 2 fouls. He has scored 6 points, but he's had to work for all of them. Ashford to inbound the pass. Looking, finds Morrison. He's hit a three from the right corner before. This one's off the rim, and the Cards now have missed their last 4 3-point shots, and Coach Cook telling his team just that. Don't be a settler. Here's a bounce pass in the lane. Picked up there by South Laurel, and he shoveled his feet. J.P. Gaines and Eli Craig, they kind of doubled down on that one.
Well, the ball was loose near the baseline out of bounds, and he went to cradle it, and he had two GRC cards there and shoveled his feet in an attempt to get it.
Under the backboard and nowhere to go.
That's it.
Ashford dribbles by a double team, reach around deflection. Cards turn it over. GRC to South Laurel. South Laurel gets into the paint, ball off the feet, and they're going to give it to GRC. Empty trip there for South Laurel.
Over penetration that time, and it cost them.
So we've got a minute and a half to go before halftime, and GRC with the ball and the lead. Here comes that 1-2-2. High post to Gaines, backdoor cut to Morrison. Finger roll at the rim and shot it short. Trying to get the ball away, but South Laurel maintains possession. Rawlings, crossover dribble, got in the lane. He's drawing a lot of contact and selling it hard with some head bobs. And it's going to be a foul on J.P. Gaines. That'll be his first. And for GRC, their third of this quarter.
Coach Davis freelancing with his reserves. He's bringing in two more here, trying to keep his troops fresh.
And Montez Gay goes out. Maddox Campbell, he returns. And
Rashawn Hampton out, Breland Morrison in. Hard to believe you miss a finger roll at the rim, but listen, Morrison's made some nice shots. Two big threes in this game. He's made four of his five shots with a 6'7 guy right in his face. Here's Rawlings, catch and shoot three of his own, and
that's
he hits
big.
It.
Yeah, that cuts it to 10 here. That was good all the way.
Rawlings with a three-point shot on the first one for South Laurel. Inside a minute, clock rolling. Cards need to finish here. They throw a dangerous pass and nearly turned it over, and they do turn it over. Now South Laurel feeling some momentum as their fans and their players stand up and applaud the effort.
Well, they've scored five in a row, have the ball, 47 seconds left, and have a chance to chip into this thing further.
GRC has on the floor Craig, Hampton, Gaines, Ashford, and Campbell. They bring Big May back in, the 6'7 guy, and he's going to be met with a double team in the backcourt. Bounce pass up to Steele. Steele between the circle. Clock at 35. Mabe looks over at Coach Davis and puts it on the floor. Bounce pass right wing with it. Steele return it to Mabe. Mabe double team in a little bit of a trouble. Rawlings looks inside with a ball fake. Hampton on him. Leans into Rashawn. Rashawn gives it right back to him. Mabe looks up the clock. It's at 16. He's double teamed. Left corner. Swing it over. Now Brown, all alone, returned it to Mabe with 10 on the clock. They double team. He's a little shaky with the ball handling. Goes Euro step to the rim. He missed the layup. Rashawn Hampton tries to get the rebound. He's put to the deck, and it's going to stay with South Laurel. No foul and a good show of sportsmanship. But both those guys, three guys laying out of bounds, supine on the floor. And South Laurel will get it with a 1.2 seconds to go. Here in the first half, they bring Montez Gay in to put ball pressure. And Coach Cook wanting Montez to protect the rim. They're going to try to throw the lob to Mabe. He gets it in. 1 second. Fadeaway three at the horn. Not there. So a productive first half of basketball for GRC. The Cardinals of GRC have led most of this game. They lead here by 10 at halftime, 31-21. Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We will step aside, call a two-minute timeout. Bobby and I will return a halftime show that will include game scoring stats and summary here at the Richmond Car and Truck Holiday Classic. More to come in 2 minutes here on WWKY.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs, and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
In today's ever-changing business climate, you need an insurance agent who understands your business, reacts quickly, and helps you succeed. For business auto, business health and life bonds, commercial liability, commercial property, commercial umbrella, and workers' comp, call Danny Neely at Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance, 859-744-3857. Neely & Wade Insurance.
I need a new ride, and you need it today. I want to do business the country time way. Honesty, integrity, that's a great mix. I'm Winchester bound at exit 96. Cause I ain't into gimmicks, and neither are they. I'm gonna buy my ride the country time way. The country time way.
From Madison Central High School right here on Allen Feldhouse Junior Court, Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. We are into the third game of what would be four on the day of this Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic. It's George Rogers Clark taking on South Laurel. Both these teams won their opening game. The Battle of the Cardinals, and GRC leading 31-21 here at halftime. And GRC had big momentum, a little bit of a run by South Laurel. But by and large, Bobby, when you think you're not playing with your tallest and one of your most skilled players, and Coach Cook's getting maximum effort from the other guys, I like the way the Cardinals are playing. They're out rebounding a taller, bigger South Laurel team. They forced them into 10 turnovers. We're not being able to run the fast break that much, but hey, you got a 10-point lead.
10-point lead. They're really playing well. They're alert to the ball, and both teams have had turnovers. The big thing is that the Cards have made the most of their extra possessions. They've gotten more shots, and as a result, have built up this 10-point lead, which was as many as 15. Now, one thing about it, you got to the final 3 minutes, and after Rayshon Hampton picked up that second foul and went out of the game, the GRC Cards failed to score and gave up the final 5 points of the half to trim that deficit to 10. But irrespective, you said it, they're up 10 and will not have the ball to start the second half. But excellent first half for GRC.
Looking at this GRC Cardinal team, as Bobby just outlined for you, this game, it's been, score's been tied twice, lead changed three times, but as Bobby just described, a 15-point lead by GRC at one time, and two timeouts called by the South Laurel bench, but Cardinals, GRC doing what they need to do. Looking at some of the team numbers in the first half of play, it was South Laurel shooting 10 of 19 from the floor, 1 of 3 from three-point range. They're at 52.5% overall. No free throws by South Laurel, and only one free throw shot in the whole game, and GRC made it. Rayshon Hampton on a three-point play. So a rather quickly played first half of basketball. The Cardinals of GRC likewise shooting 52% from the floor, and 13 of 25 shooting, 4 of 9 from three-point range for GRC, and they've made the only free throw in the game. Rebounding, the Cardinals of GRC with a 12-9 edge. Turnovers, 10 committed by South Laurel and 7 by GRC. Looking at points in the paint, that's a 16-14 edge for South Laurel. Points off turnovers, 9-8 edge to GRC. Second chance scoring, Cards with a 7-2 edge. Fast break scoring, South Laurel with a 6-2 edge. Only been 2 points scored off the bench, and South Laurel owns those two points in this game, and rather quickly played first half. They let them play, Bobby. It was physical and evident by the turnovers. 10 by South Laurel, their point guard or point forward or point post player, Mabe, he turned it over 4 times. He had a lot of pressure on him. He went 3 for 7 and only got 6 points.
And we saw Breland miss one at the rim. Well, late in the first half, he missed one point blank range at the rim also. So when it's as intensely played as it's been, sometimes these young men are going to miss those point-blank shots.
Both teams in the locker room. Again, it's a GRC Cardinal 31-21 lead over South Laurel here in this tournament. We'll take a one-minute break. When we come back, we'll have individual stats and more game comments coming up in 1 minute here on WWKY.
We're here with Marge Neff. Marge, why did you choose Brooks Place Assisted Living?
Brooks Place has been home to me for 2 years, and I could not have chosen a better place to be. The first time I came here, it felt inviting. Everyone was welcoming. It gave such a good impression. This is the place I'm happy to call home. The facilities are well maintained, the staff is wonderful, and always willing to see to your needs. The monthly calendar is full of activities to look forward to. What more could you ask?
Rosemary Seabrook's Place is a great value for senior living. I'm Chelsea Reese. Call me at 859-745-4904 to schedule your tour of Brooks Place Senior Living today.
Teams coming out of the locker room. with a shoot around here at halftime, and Tommy playing a good sound bit coming in there. It's a 31-21 GRC lead over South Laurel. I'll give you some of the team numbers individually for South Laurel, led in scoring 6 points for Jordan Mabe. He's got 2 rebounds and 1 assist. He's turned it over 4 times, 2 steals and a block. Other scoring, 5 points for Rawlings in the game, 4 scored by Jordan Steele, 2 points for Garrison Brown off the bench, 4 for Joshua Steele. 4 rebounds for Joshua Steele leads South Laurel in that category. For the Cardinals of GRC, led in scoring Breland Morrison, 4 of 9 shooting from the floor. 3 of the shots he's made, he's had 6-7 Mabe right in his face. So Breland playing well, scoring 10 points on 4 of 9 shooting. He's pulled down 2 rebounds, blocked 2 shots in 15 minutes of play. Playing the entire first half and giving it all he's got, J.P. Gaines with 8 points. He leads the team with 6 rebounds in this ballgame, 3 off the offensive glass, taking 4 shots, made them all. And his 8 points. He also has 1 steal in the game. Malachi Ashford, 4 points, 3 rebounds. He played the entire first half. He did dish an assist, and he has 2 steals. In 14 minutes of play, Rayshon Hampton picked up some fouls. As we said, a couple of fouls. He's 3 of 5 from the floor. He's got 9 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, and 1 assist. Other players, Eli Craig started the ball game, took a shot, and in the face. I don't mean a shot from the court, but he got shaken up. He played 7 minutes, but he's back on the sideline, and he has been back in the second quarter. Other play, Montez Gay, we saw him briefly for a couple of minutes, and Maddox Campbell played 10 minutes. Didn't score, didn't rebound, but it didn't hurt you. He was out there to wear down Big Mabe. Well, both teams on a shoot around, and they'll head to their respective benches. Bobby and I will take our final 30-second break when we come back. Second half play coming your way after this brief 30-second break.
CDE Sanitation is focused on providing garbage collection services with the highest levels of customer satisfaction. CDE Sanitation will do everything they can to meet your expectations with fair prices, superior quality, and exceptional customer service guaranteed. For pricing and pickup options, call 859-749-1362. That's 859-749-1362. Make the switch today to CDE Sanitation.
It's a 31-21 lead for George Rogers Clark over South Laurel out of the 13th region. Here as we get ready to go on this Richmond Car and Truck Rental Holiday Classic. It's a 8-team, 3-day event. Both these teams winners yesterday. South Laurel defeated 5th Region Power North Hardin and GRC. They won over 12th Region Lincoln County. For the Cardinals, it'll be Ashford, Hampton, Morrison, Craig, and Gaines on the floor. It'll be South Laurel with the basketball to begin the second half, and we get ready to go. GRC comes out with a man-to-man, and Mabe running that point as he's a post player, a step-back 17-footer. He shot it short. Eli Craig with a rebounded miss.
He can have that shot all night.
Yeah, that fadeaway 17-footer, yeah, with Morrison on him. And right now you've got a little trapping defense by, it's a 1-3-1 by South Laurel. Usually counter that with a two-guard front. So Malachi Ashford running the point. You're going to bring Eli Craig out. Coach Cook right now says, no, I want Gaines out there. So they'll attack with a two-guard front against this 1-3-1. And now they're matching up and wanting to go man-to-man. Ashford got in, right of the lane, floats it out to Gaines, left of the circle, feeds Craig. His first shot, Eli hit the side of the board. Breland Morrison got the rebound, tries to create space, jump hook in the lane. Wow. Somehow he rolled it in with 3 guys on him.
Used that strength to clear the arms, trying to defend, and was able to get it in.
Mabe greeted before he gets across midcourt, throws it to Steele, right side to Rawlings, catch and shoot 3, nope. In and out. Gaines with a rebound for GRC, pulled it down. Goes over to Ashford. Ashford in a hurry. Top of the key. Keeps the dribble going. Pounds that ball on the floor. Finds Craig. Craig with a pass into the high post. Cards couldn't hold it. They turn it over. 3-on-2. Spinning. Rawlings at the rim. Put it in.
Cuts the lead back to 10. Nice play that time by South Wall defensively. They took it all the way for the bucket.
8-2 in fast break scoring in favor of South Wall. Usually a stat, GRC wins. Skip pass over. Now they backdoor cut to Craig. Got it in. He missed it point blank range. Mabe was on him, but a nice high-low action. Took the Morrison pass. Couldn't finish. Mabe between the circle. Dribbling out on top. He's good with the left as he is with the right. Baker has it. Dribbling around. Leaves a bounce pass for Rawlings. Rawlings, he's shoving off Hampton. He also stared him down in the second quarter. Leaves a bounce pass to Baker at the right elbow. Rawlings pops out with Hampton flying at him. And Rawlings hit a three. He's got 10 in the game.
Down to 7 at the 5:45 mark.
Well, the fans and the coaches are liking the momentum now. GRC needs to answer. Ashford rubs off a screen. Hampton, long three. That won't go down. One and done for GRC as here comes South Laurel. South Laurel has it. Left of the circle. Still dribbling. Mabe trying to force his way in. Got in the paint. Passed it up. Rawlings with a hot hand. Hit another one. He's hit back-to-back threes. He's got 8 points in this quarter alone.
Yeah, this 15-point lead been trimmed to 4.
GRC with the ball in the front court. Morrison keeping the dribble. They go to Craig. Left side, good ball movement. Hampton shoots a three. Boy, we needed that. Rayshon hit it from the left corner. And a big three right there. He's got 12 points in the game, hitting his third three-point basket. GRC 5 of 10 from behind the arc. We've got a 30-second timeout called. GRC on top, 36-29. Here's a brief message Bob Scott.
Equip yourself with the best deals of the new year during New Holland's Value Bonanza. Going on now at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Get 0% financing for 60 months or choose big cash back on select mid-range tractors, including Workmaster Utility Power Star. Whatever the task, these versatile tractors get the job done. Work smarter with year-end Value Bonanza savings at Montgomery Tractor Sales in Mount Sterling. Stop in today, but hurry. The offer ends December 31st.
It's 36-29. GRC with the lead. South Laurel will need to bring the ball the length of the floor. 12 points each by Rayshon Hampton and Breland Morrison pacing the Cardinals, along with 8 by J.P. Gaines. Gaines drawing the assignment now on big 6'7", Jordan Mabe. Wraparound bass pass in the backcourt. Gaines double-teaming. Mabe has it across midcourt. 3-on-2. They kick it out. South Laurel with a three-point shot partially blocked by Maddox Campbell and a miss at the rim. Boy, and the Cards got a break right there. Blaine Baker had a rebound putback, but Morrison's going to draw the foul as they're going to put it on. Now they're going to say Gaines. So that's a second on JP. That's a first on the team in the quarter. Baker at the free throw line for South Laurel.
Right.
Shoots
place.
A funny shot, man. Yeah. It's a lot of side spin on it.
He was in the right place at the right time for the attempted follow putback, but instead is shooting the second of two here.
85.5% on the season is Baker. He's got another one coming. Makes one out of two. No pressure by South Laurel. Campbell, Gaines, Hampton, Morrison, and Ashford on the floor for GRC. 1-3-1 by South Laurel. Campbell feeds Hampton. Wanted to pull the trigger on a three. Can't do it. Now he'll shoot right in front of Rawlings and hit it. And Rawlings looks at the bench, and Coach Davis points to the corner like, you got to step out there.
Well, that's huge. Second three in a row. Lead back out to 9.
Rawlings, left corner, floats it back to Mabe. Open, flashing high post. Good ball movement by South Laurel. They got it in the paint, but they missed. On the fadeaway, Breland Morrison trying to keep it alive. He needs some interior help. Baker's got it, shovels it over to Rawlings. His bank shot won't go. Still, South Laurel with the ball. A lot of physical play. They're letting them play. And finally, a foul called. Breland Morrison needed some help in the paint. But that foul's going to be on J.P. Gaines, and he's going to pick up his third in the game, the second in this quarter.
Kids working their hearts out under the glass, and that time it was just going to go South Laurel's way.
And the free throw made by Rawlings is Coach Bryce Gomes reminds Coach Cook that J.P. has picked up number 3. So they bring in Montez Gay. J.P. goes out, played a solid game.
Oh, he's been fabulous.
Rawlings with another free throw.
Yep.
Made them both. He's a nice player, too. He's got a little moxie. He and Rayshon got a little one-on-one battle going. Which Rayshon right now, he's got 15 in the game, and Rawlings matching him. GRC with the ball and a seven-point lead, approaching 3.5 to go in the third quarter. 1-3-1 by South Laurel. Now they edge up. They want to go matchup man. Brown on Ashford. Hampton got it. High post to Maddox Campbell. One dribble. Gets it to Ashford. Offers a screen. Dribbling off. Ashford got to the foul line. Throws a bounce pass right to a South Laurel player. Cards turn it over. Throw it the length of the floor. Rawlings at the rim. Missed it. Montez Gay will get a foul, but probably not a bad foul as Rawlings looked to have a shot right there. And in this quarter, he's got 12 points, or 10 points, looking for 12.
Averaging 19 a game, so he knows how to score.
Well, he's 3 of 3 at the line. He makes a free throw here. He's had a big third quarter. It's 39-32, GRC with a lead. Rawlings there to shoot one more free throw. And he made them both. So South Laurel showing 1-3-1, and then they show matchup man. And again, they're showing a little 1-3-1. Hampton and Ashford will run the point, will run the guard, throw the lob to Montez Gay, and GRC turned it over. Don't mind that pass, but get a little closer. Tried to throw it from midcourt. Ashford shut down Rawlings baseline, straight away to Mabe. Ball fake, got in the lane, spinning, shooting, missed it. Rawlings high for the rebound, wanted to go back up. You got to find a solution for that guy. He's got a motor that won't stop right now. And Colton Rawlings, a 5'11 junior, showing some energy.
Well, he's attacking every time the shot goes up and the ball's coming his way due to the fact that he, as you said, is active.
Got to put a body on him. He's at the line, and he has now made four free throws in a row as Cardinals at GRC with only three baskets in this third quarter, and two of them Rayshon Hampton threes. Got to get some more balance and need more buckets. Rawlings' second free throw good, and then all of a sudden the Cardinals at GRC find themselves leading only by three. Led by as much as 15. But South Laurel owning this third quarter, and Coach Davis congratulating his Cardinal players. GRC with the ball in the front court. Matchup, they're still trying to go zone. Now they match up man. Ashford goes over to Gay. Montez, he traveled, took it on the wing, and then just moved his feet. And you see the Cardinal fans, they just bury their heads in their palms.
Good test for the Cards in the final 10 minutes, 28 seconds of this game to see testing their mettle here.
GRC offering pressure. Steele has it. High post to Bundy. Steele takes it back left to the circle. They leave it for Mabe. Right side. Oh. Here's a hot guy, Rawlings, and he drains it.
And
it's
we
a three
are tied.
With Morrison flying at him in his face, he drains a three. He's got 18 points in this quarter and single-handedly has shot South Laurel into a tie. Rayshon tries to answer it, and he does. Hampton with three threes in the quarter, five in the game. Boy, that was needed badly.
Well, that last one was too, but they need some stops.
Rawlings, double team in the corner, and he's in a bad spot. And Coach Davis says, let's call a timeout. Minute 45 to go in the third quarter. It's a GRC Cardinals up 42-39. Back after this brief message.
Woody's is known for good sports, good times, and good food. How about a hot brown with homemade gravy, prize-winning beer cheese, wings with 9/11 hot sauce, mild and Cajun rub, or maybe some nachos? The Woody's menu has something for everyone, including kids. Woody's off the Winchester Bypass. Steaks, seafood, chicken, sandwiches, and over 20 widescreens to watch the game. 923 Bypass Road next to Planet Fitness off the Winchester Bypass. Save by using the Zucker app.
Well, the Cardinal fans applauding their team at GRC as they come out of this timeout. It'll be Campbell, Gay, Hampton, Ashford on the floor, along with Morrison. South Laurel will have the ball on their end of the floor, and GRC holding on to a slim 42-39 lead.
Yeah, Coach trying to protect JP here for the final 2 minutes of this third quarter.
Big Jordan Mabe, 6'7", brings it up, drives it off to the right with a dribble. South Laurel wants to run the weave and a backdoor cut, but GRC shut that down. Rawlings with the ball, Ashford on him. You got to put a body on that guy. He's had a big 18-point quarter. He has the ball now, that being Rawlings left of the circle. Mabe trying to post. Rawlings goes in, throws it up at the rim, missed it. Malachi Ashford with a rebound. In a hurry. Bumped as Bundy, and shot put up, and they're going to say a foul on the floor. Bundy hit him outside the right side of the lane. Malachi went ahead with continuation and banked it in, but they're going to say out of bounds to GRC.
At least they got a stop on the defensive end.
First foul against South Laurel in this quarter. Hampton, catch and shoot three. They left him open, but this time they get by with it. Maddox Campbell, hustle rebound, got it back for GRC. Morrison dribbling, left of the circle. Steele picks him up. Bundy out on top. They're going to match up and go man. Showing a little, maybe 2-3 with Mabe down in the paint. Wrap around pass. Morrison got it, put it up and in. Ashford with a beautiful bounce pass.
Yeah, drew two people to him, got him ball watching, and laid it on the baseline for the Deuce Cards up five.
Clock rolling, 44 seconds here in the third. Bounce pass to Bundy. He's not a threat to shoot. They back off him greatly. Mabe's screen comes down. He's got it. Offered a pick up on the top. Montez Gay trying to guard the big guy, and he took it right into a double team. And Maddox Campbell on the blocks, and Coach Cook just frustrated. Maddox had the block there, but on his established position, but Mabe just kind of put it right in his face for the foul.
And
that's going to be five on GRC. It'll be a two-shot foul for the South Laurel team. Mabe's first trip to the free throw line for the South Laurel team. He averages 17.7 points per game, shooting his free throw left-handed, and he shot it off the back iron. He has 6 points in the game, and he's a weary guy. He had four turnovers in the first half, doing a lion's share of the ball handling. At the foul line, he's very supreme, 79.5%. Three dribbles. Left hand on the ball, and Gay in the free throw lane, but it won't matter as Mabe makes the second one. 44-40, GRC with the ball and a four-point lead. Clock at 27 and ticking. Ashford dribbles off to the left side. Got a step on Brown at the foul line. Kick it out. Rayshon with a three, and that won't go down. Rebound taken by Steele. Card's got to get back. 12 seconds. 10. Steele looks up the clock between the circle. He hands it off with the ball now. It's Jordan Steele, and Ashford took it from him. Four on the clock. Three, two, and a foul.
On the floor.
Prior to the shot with 2 seconds, Ashford with a steal, and the Cards will get the ball out of bounds. Boy, I'd like to have that shot.
Well,
you?
That was a cagey defensive play. He got him before he went up with it, knowing that they just had one foul in the quarter. So very, very smart defensive play. Cards still with a shot here to get a shot up. Here.
2 seconds. Ashford gets it out. I can't believe they have nobody on Rayshon Hampton. Pull up, 15-footer, didn't go down, but he had an open shot on Rawlings. Coach Davis shakes his head. I don't blame him. I don't know how they didn't find Rayshon. But the Cardinals lead here at the end of the third quarter. It's 44-40, GRC leading South Laurel. We'll be back, fourth and final quarter. Coming your way. 1 minute break here on WWKY.
This is Adam Zofi, Vice President and Bluegrass Market President for Citizens Bank of Kentucky. The little things make all the difference. A friendly smile when you walk in the door. A kind voice on our side of the line when you call. The convenience of online and mobile banking. Meeting your business banking needs in a timely fashion. It's the little things we do at Citizens Bank of Kentucky that sets us apart. Stop in today to learn what we can do for you.
Citizens Bank of Kentucky, member FDIC.
Hear that? Is that America cheering or a sausage patty sizzling to perfection?
It's time to cheer for Egg McMuffin and fresh cracked eggs at McDonald's. It's time to wake up to the aroma of freshly baked biscuits and treat yourself to a real honest-to-goodness morning meal. Breakfast, it's on at McDonald's. Choose any breakfast sandwich, buy one, get one free. Available only on the app.
Price and participation may vary. McDF download and registration required. Single item at regular price.
Available at your Scott and Family McDonald's in Winchester.
Well, GRC with a four-point lead as we move into the fourth quarter. It's been pretty much a half-court game. Cardinals will get the basketball and four-point lead, Bobby. And we're going to see J.P. Gaines back in playing with three fouls.
Well, the South Laurel Cards did a heck of a job to get back in this thing with three-point shooting and tremendous defensive, offensive rebounding putbacks and free throws, tying it. But the Cards have a four-point lead entering the fourth.
Yeah, that 17-point quarter by Colton Rawlings alone. But GRC with the ball and the four-point lead. Hampton, Ashford, Craig, Gaines, and Morrison on the floor. Rayshon with a five count on him. Got by Rawlings, throws up the shot as he hit the floor. Wanted to make a Euro step and lost his balance. Rawlings the other way. Shovels it off. They go left side. Perimeter passing by South Laurel. Look for Rawlings. He's got it on the blocks. Power dribble, put it up and scored. He's got 24 in the game. Got to find that guy. Put a body on him.
He earned that one. He just had more determination than the defender guarding him.
He could play on my team, I'll tell you. I'm picking him. Here's Ashford driving it off to the right with a dribble. Feeds Rayshon Hampton, who swings it around left side to Eli Craig. South Laurel giving GRC some room. They trap when it goes to the wing. Craig has it. The double team doesn't arrive. He returns it to Ashford. Gaines playing there at the foul line. Now he slides in the paint. Ball fake, got it, put it up, and drew the foul.
Good.
He looked for a backdoor cut. Nobody from Morrison wasn't coming, so he took it right at Fulmer.
Took it at him, and will be on the line for two. And anyway, the Cards can get that ball through the net needs to try to be exploited here because they're searching for points.
Gaines at the free throw line. He had eight first half points. He misses a free throw here.
That's his first miss of the night, period.
One more free throw coming. GRC with a two-point lead. And now it's a three-point lead as Gaines makes the second free throw.
Going to need some defense here in the final 6:52.
Well, it's a three-quarter court as Craig and Ashford pick up in the back court. Mabe throws it to Steele. Steele left side with it. Now's Fulmer. Mabe got open, and he just fell to the floor.
Oh, good heavens.
Now, he just fell to the floor, but they're going to say there was a reason for that, and they're saying so they're saying a foul on Gaines? Strange. Wow, that's four on J.P. Gaines. I don't know, man.
The official saw something we didn't.
Very, very strange on that one. Gaines picks his fourth. Montez Gay back. He returns. South Laurel with a ball. Down three. Mabe left wing. Puts it on the floor. 6'7" guy passes over to Steele at 6'5". He leaves it out on top, and the guy's going to handle the ball. Jordan Steele, a six-footer. So a big South Laurel team. Here's Colton Rawlings. Pick and roll. Found Jordan Steele. Rawlings calling for it. Ball fake. Can't get a shot off. Montez Gay gambled. Came up dry. Steele in the paint. Blocked by Brennan Morrison and a foul called. These two officials, two of the three, are making all the calls. That one on Breland Morrison, his second.
Yeah, I don't believe Don
be
Warner has had many whistles tonight.
No, the other guys are doing double duty for him, and it's going to put South Laurel at the line. Joshua Steele there. He's got 2 points. Steele, a 6'5 player, drops in a free throw. 6'5 junior, Joshua Steele at the line. Coach Jeff Davis of South Laurel walking the sideline. Coach Cook talking to one of the two very active officials as Steele makes both free throws. So South Laurel in this second half, they've been supreme at the foul line.
And they are keeping their kids fresh.
10 of 12 at the free throw line in the second half. We're 2 minutes gone in the fourth quarter. GRC has only been to the line twice the entire second half. Here's Ashford, crossover dribble, got in the paint, feeds Rayshon Hampton, his three ball off the rim. Going the other way with it. Here's South Laurel, GRC 7 of 15 from behind the arc. South Laurel looking for a chance to take the lead. Driving in, Steele got to the blocks, he's double teamed. Kick it out to Rawlings. Now Jordan Steele got in the lane, wraparound pass, he threw a bad one, it's out of bounds.
Good
interior defense. That was a good idea.
Good idea, but the pass was just a little bit too wide.
13 turnovers committed by South Laurel, 11 by GRC. Malachi Ashford will defer now to Rayshawn Hampton, who will run the post. High ball screen by Gay. Gay rolls, didn't get it. Ashford has it deep in the left corner. Now they throw it, center it away with Rayshawn Hampton. Both coaches standing as the Cardinals with the ball. GRC with a one-point lead. Approaching 5 minutes to go in the game. Gay, right wing, got a step on Mabe, drives in. No contact, just threw up a foul, a shot, no foul. Here comes Mabe. Mabe, left-handed dribble, comes into the front court. There's Morrison all over.
Oh, my goodness.
And Mabe shoving, shoving Morrison off of him. Boy, and that draws disdain from the Cardinal fans.
GRC.
Yeah. Boy, there's some ire there.
Wow.
As Mabe just kind of shoved Morrison back, kind of like, how dare you reach in on me? And Coach Cook, he's letting them have it, too. He's looking at, you know, the free throws. 16-2. Third foul on Morrison. Here goes Mabe. At the rim, Morrison blocked this shot. Coming away with it, Montez Gay. Off to Ashford. Refs let him play there. Ashford draws contact from Rawlings. He bounces him out. Malachi keeps dribbling. Got to get rid of it. Finds Hampton left of the circle. Return it to Ashford. Ball movement by GRC. Premium. Floater by Hampton. Good. Floater from 12 feet. Beautiful shot. 20 in the game for Rayshawn Hampton.
4:30 left. Cards up three in a tight one.
Nearly a backcourt violation on South Laurel. A double team arrives. Steele goes to the floor.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, and the GRC is going to put South Laurel in a free throw shooting situation if they don't let up. That's going to be four team fouls against GRC. Rayshawn picks up his third.
The fouls in this quarter are 4-1 GRC. So the next one will have them at the double bonus for the rest of the game.
Yeah, and the free throw shooting out, you know, it's not even close. Normally, that's the most aggressive team. Here's a reach in. And South Laurel gets it back. Mabe on the right wing thought about a three. Morrison stepped out on him. Coming around on the dribble, Jordan Steele. Steele finds over to Baker. Baker watches two cutters go through. They screen down, pop out big Mabe. Inside of 4 minutes to play. Mabe on a give and go at the rim. Missed a shot. Gay got him, and then a foul. So Mabe stayed with it. That time he won the battle as Morrison blocked him, and then Gay tried to block him, but Mabe stuck it in. And they're going to say that foul was on Morrison instead of Gay. Wow. He wasn't the one that fouled him. And Coach Cook, he's as red as a Cardinal uniform. He is all over him, and rightfully so. I'm telling you, his team not having things go their way. A lot of it not of their own doing. Mabe at the free throw line. He's trying to tie it, and he does. Right now, Coach Cook talking to a different official. He's staring him down. Game tied at 47. 3:45 to go in the game. Here comes South Laurel picking up GRC in the half court. Ashford has it near the half court line. They bring Bundy in there. Defensive specialist, not a threat to score, but he's solid defensively. Bounce pass on the baseline. Breland Morrison goes up. Bailey guarding, then dropped it in. And one coming. Bailey looked like he was there. Baker tried to give an innocent look, but he picks up the foul. And an one for Morrison, who gave GRC back the lead.
Well, what goes around should come around, and that time it did.
16 points in the game for Breland Morrison. He's had his hands full, too, guarding the biggest and the best player on the South Laurel team. He's responded well with three block shots and 16 big points, none bigger than that and one situation that shot GRC back to a two-point lead. 3:26 to play. Morrison at the line. Free throw on the way, and it's good. Cardinal fans raise their hands and shake their fists in approval.
Okay, need a stop.
Mabe's going to bring it up. Morrison meet him in the back court. Throw in the front court. Jordan Steele with it. They give him a lot of room. Montez Gay playing back inside the circle. The Steele's just dribbling out near midcourt. He goes over there to Bundy. Bundy not really a scoring threat. Hampton gives him room. Here's a guy you got to watch. Jordan Steele and Rawlings on this left side. Here comes Jordan Steele. Drives in. Kicks it over. Tries to get space. J.P. Gaines with four fouls. Blocked his shot. In the backcourt, tightened up. And yeah. Gaines playing with forced fouls, Bobby, yeah. but aggressively.
And straight up, and there's your stop.
Cards with a ball. GRC in a three-point lead. Ashford right here in the corner near midcourt. Coach Cook could reach out and touch him. Right now, Coach Cook looks over and says, I got three timeouts. Yes, sir, you do. Ashford driving in, feeds Hampton. Rayshon, three ball off the rim, short. One and done. Coming away with a rebound, it's Steele. Steele over to Mabe. Mabe in the front court. He's as good with the right as he is with the left. He defers, though. Coming around is Jordan Steele. Jordan Steele looking to Rawlings and takes it back. Rawlings wanting to get a three-pointer off, but Ashford out there covering him well. Mabe will shoot a three
wow.
for the tie, and he hit it. He tied it. A rare three, but Jordan Mabe hit one there. So a tie ball game as we've got a timeout called. Looking down on the floor, it's all tied at 50-50. South Laurel calls a timeout. It's a full timeout. 2:07 to go in the game. Tied up. We'll be back in 1 minute.
The Parrot Stockyards is currently closed for the holiday season. Take this time and spend it with family and friends and enjoy the holidays. The Parrot Stockyards thanks you again for another incredible year. The next sale will be Thursday, January the 4th. Happy holidays from this area's premier stockyards, the Parrot Stockyards, where it's farmers doing business with farmers. Once again, Parrot Stockyards is currently closed for the holiday season. First sale next year, January the 4th.
As the holiday season sparkles with joy, Clark Regional Medical Center wishes you and your loved ones warmth and happiness. For any medical needs during this time, the dedicated team at Clark is here for you. For more information, visit clarkregional.org. Stay safe and enjoy the festivities. And remember, you can always count on Clark.
Well, the undefeated GRC Cardinals in a battle here at Madison Central High School, taking on South Laurel at the Richmond Car and Truck Center Classic. It's game tied 50-50. Right now it's South Laurel in the double bonus and possession arrow favoring South Laurel as well.
2:07 remaining in regulation.
For the GRC, it'll be Gay, Hampton, Morrison, Ashford, and Gaines on the floor. Ashford out dribbling near midcourt after that timeout. GRC's Ashford's got it, and right now Coach Cook's going to call a timeout. Coach Davis applauding. He liked his team's defense. Coach Cook said, I don't want this to get away. So he calls a timeout. He has three that he could use. Right now he's going to use one of those full. So we've got less than a minute or about a minute and a half to go here. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Watch your mailbox each month for your Winchester Town Money Saver. The Winchester Town Money Saver is full of money-saving coupons for the things you want and need. Be sure to check townmoneysaver.com for coupons online, too. The Town Money Saver, delivered to 15,000 homes and businesses each and every month by mail. Shop locally, save locally, with help from your Winchester Town Money Saver. To advertise, call Brad Toy at 859-585-3885.
Game tied at 50, 50 all. Battle these Cardinals. GRC with a 10-0 record. Engaged with South Laurel. Their record at 7-2. It's 50-50 to score. Again, South Laurel in the double bonus. They also have the possession arrow. But as Bobby pointed out to me in the break, he says, we've got the ball.
So we've got the ball, but they've got two fouls to give.
Sure.
And they can be very, very aggressive on the defense.
And have been. Boy, I tell you what, Cards haven't been to the line, nothing like South Laurel has. Montez Gay with the ball, just dribbling here on the wing. Goes to Breland Morrison. Morrison driving, went to the baseline, jump stop, put it up, got the basket, and they're going to say a foul on the floor. So no continuation. South Laurel using one of those fouls there. That's on Jordan Mabe. That's his third. That's a team third.
Morrison split the trap yep. and got it home, but they called the foul before he got the shot off.
Good jump stop move. Morrison calling for it now. Wide open was Montez Gay. Couldn't find him. Morrison has it. Breland out near midcourt. They go to Rashawn Hampton. Rashawn feeds Montez Gay. A three-point shot that's off the mark. And South Laurel with a rebounded miss with a minute 20 to go in the game. Deep in the left corner, Fulmer has it. Gaines playing with four foul on him. Rawlings out on top. Now with it's Mabe. Clock at 1:15.
Clearing the floor.
Mabe just working the left side. Now he gets into the paint, runs in, and they're going to call a foul on the floor.
Goodness.
Yeah, no travel, no jump ball. I'm not surprised.
Good heavens.
These two officials have dominated the action in this one, and Morrison's going to foul out. So Coach Cook bringing his team over to Let's Talk About It. With a minute 9 to go in the game, the tallest starter at 6'3", Breland Morrison, fouls out, and he's going to go to the sideline, having scored 17 points in the game. His three-point play gave GRC back the lead at 47-46, but now it's going to be South Laurel with the ball. And
two free throws.
Nothing surprises me. Yeah, they've
two free throws to boot.
GRC has shot three free throws the entire second half.
Well, they've South Laurel's been more aggressive here in the second half, but when you're making shots,
3-13,
yeah, and getting fouls, your adrenaline's going to be higher. And GRC hasn't made many shots here in the second half.
3 to 13 has been the free throw shooting. Mabe is a nice free throw shooter. He makes this one. He's made his last three in a row after missing his first attempt.
Well, he tied it, remember, with that three.
14 points in the game for him as he comes in averaging 17.7. He shot his team into a one-point lead, now make it a two-point lead. GRC with the ball, no pressure on GRC as they bring it up with 65 seconds to play, down two. Hampton with it, bounce pass to Ashford, back over to Hampton. High post to Gaines, in the paint, kick it out. Ashford, flat three, shot it flat. Rashawn Hampton, rebound, putback won't go. And with the rebound, it's South Laurel. So the Cardinals of South Laurel, they throw it in the front court. Rawlings going for the dagger, and he hit the dagger with a three. So a five-point swing right here in the final 30 seconds. Ashford dribbling around with the ball. Cards down by five, and we've got a foul out front. And Coach Davis saying, do not foul him. So 33 and a half seconds. That foul was called on South Laurel. Coach Cook, a red face, man. He's walking the sidelines. It's a fourth foul. GRC will be in the double bonus now. Clock at 30. Ashford, top of the key. Look over. Finds Rashawn Hampton. His three's good from out on the floor. 25 and a half seconds to go in the ball game. Rashawn Hampton, he has hit 6 3-point shots in this game, and he pulls GRC to within two.
And that broke an 8-0 run by South Laurel to cut this lead to two.
So we've got a two-point lead for South Laurel. We'll be back after this brief 30-second break.
Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs and activities for all ages. From youth programming to adult fitness to aquatics, they have something of interest for everyone. Winchester Clark County Parks and Recreation provides programs that enhance the health, wellness, and quality of life. Check them out on Facebook or on their website at winchesterparksandrec.org.
The situation is down to a possession. It's the Cardinals of GRC with their undefeated record on the line here as they trail 55-53. It'll be South Laurel with the basketball. They need to bring it the length of the floor. Both teams in the double bonus. We've got 25.7 seconds to go. GRC still has a timeout to go. South Laurel needs to get it inbounds. Cardinals offering pressure. Rawlings has it. They double-team him, and finally they're going to call a foul on Ashford. Coach Cook wanting a jump ball, and he didn't get it. Gaines and Ashford clamped down with a double-team. Coach Cook still frustrated. And they're going to put Rawlings at the free throw line, and he's been supreme. He's 6 of 6 at the foul line in a 25-point game, and he saw him hang 18 on GRC in the third quarter alone. So the gym goes a little quiet as Rawlings is at the line. He's now made it a 3-point lead for his club. He is 7 of 7 at the free throw line all in this second half. He's got one more coming, 22.8 seconds. This free throw good again. No pressure on the Cardinals. Here's Ashford who turned his head, and they just about threw it away. And we're going to be bailed out as Rawlings is going to be called for a foul. How in the world that happened? They threw the ball inbounds and a Cardinal player not even looking. And nearly a turnover, but Rawlings bailed him out with a foul. And Coach Davis, now he's questioning that call. But Malachi Ashford will be at the free throw line. We had 6 seconds roll off the clock in that miscue.
Yeah, it went from 23 to 21.
Ashford will be at the free throw line. He has not shot free throws. He's the best on the season for GRC. Shot it flat. Barely hit the front of the rim.
He's played the whole game, and 2 days ago he was in bed. So he's giving it a courageous effort here, given the fact that he's played all 32 minutes basically these last two nights.
Another free throw coming for Ashford. This one's on the way, and it's good. He goes 1 of 2 at the line. It's a three-point lead. Cards need to steal and hit a three. Plenty of time. There are 21 seconds. Not plenty, but it could still happen. Steele trying to get the ball in. He's running the baseline. Nearly taken away from Rawlings. Back to Steele. And then Rayshon Hampton fouls with 17.6 seconds to go. It'll be two free throws coming, and Rayshon Hampton picked up his fourth. Now they're going to say that's his fifth. So Hampton, the second player for GRC to foul out. He's hit 6 3-point shots in this game. Finished the game with 23 points. Just a lion of an effort tonight.
Well, Cards have given it all they have tonight. It just came down to the fact that the whistle kind of went against them on the one end, and on the other hand, they had a lot of shots that just failed to fall. And when you're living and dying by the three, by and large, you need to make your share throughout the game in order to hold teams at bay.
So the Cards 4 of 10 shooting a three here in the second half. And it'll be at the free throw line for South Laurel. A guy that's hit his last two and now make it his last three as Joshua Steele hits that free throw. And again, the disparity just not even close in free throws attempted and made in this game. South Laurel with another one coming, and made them both. And now South Laurel will call a timeout with South Laurel Cardinals leading 59-54. 17 and a half seconds to go in this ball game. We'll take a 30-second timeout. More to come after this brief message.
At Traditional Bank, our business is growing yours. That's why we combine smart technology to manage your everyday banking needs with really smart people to back it up. Our local team helps you see beyond today and plan for a greater tomorrow, offering support the whole way through. We champion your vision, guide your growth, and back your dreams. When it comes to your business, who you bank with matters. Traditional Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
GRC coming out on the floor. Abram Howard, Malachi Ashford, Eli Craig, Montez Gay, J.P. Gaines, in the game. GRC trailing 59-54, 17 and a half seconds to go in this game. South Laurel dropping back in the half court, just token pressured, and the official comes over to the scorer's table. And uncertain what he's confirming with the official score, but the time's right. I wish the score was different, but that's not the case. GRC down 59-54. Craig over to Ashford. Malachi back to Craig. Eli steps into a three. Missed it off the back iron. Crashed the board. Coming away with it, South Laurel, and South Laurel's going to throw it away. With 7.5 seconds to play, GRC down 5. They're going to get the ball back. Cards 8 of 20 shooting at 3. You're going to need one here, and then a quick foul. Ashford at midcourt, dribbles in, looking, long 3 on the way. Good! 3 seconds on the clock. Now it's worked down to 2.2 as Malachi Ashford hits that three, his first three of the game. And GRC burns their last time out here. I looked up and he shot it at three, so 2.2 left in the game. We'll keep it here as the Cardinals have called this timeout. It's been a gallant effort, but right now they're down two. They're going to have to gamble for a steal. I don't think you can count on South Laurel missing two free throws and you being able to get the ball back and get a shot.
Thing to do would be to just throw it the length of the court.
Yeah,
If they throw it to the three-quarter court and have somebody there to contest for it, Cards won't have time to even get a shot, even if they do get the ball.
So GRC's got to gamble big. And like Bobby said, if it's at midcourt, the percentages of you getting a shot reduce greatly. Coach Jeff Davis, he's won a lot of games. He has a regional championship and a regional runner-up in his 12 years coaching there and seven district titles. South Laurel with the ball, Steele looking, and we've got a whistle.
Must have called a foul on so he can shoot.
So the foul is called on GRC. They're going to have Rawlings shoot that three, the two free throws. And Coach Cook so irritated. He's on fire. He's as red as the Cardinal trim on the uniform.
He fights for his kids. Yeah, there's no question about that.
Rawlings missed the free throw. So it's a 57-59 lead, and now
they're going to miss this one on purpose if they want to be safe.
2.2 seconds. Rawlings toes the stripe. He made eight in a row. Now he makes his second one. 2.2 seconds. Ashford got to get it off at midcourt. Lost it. Hit it off the back iron for a tie. Wow. Nearly got the tie, but GRC, they fall for the first time of the year in a final. South Laurel wins this one 70-57 over GRC. 70-57, Cards played hard. They fought well.
60-57
with South Laurel winning. Here as GRC drops their first game of the season. So we will take a two-minute timeout. We come back. We'll have a scoring recap, post-game show, all coming your way. More to come after this two-minute break.
Attention small business owners. Are you struggling to get your business noticed online? Do you want to increase your digital presence and reach more customers? Then look no further than Local Digital KY, your one-stop shop for all your digital marketing needs. Our team of experts specializes in search engine optimization, social media marketing, and website design. We work closely with you to develop a customized digital marketing strategy that fits your budget and achieves your goals.
LocalDigitalKY.com, how may I assist you?
Don't let your business get left behind in the digital age. Contact Local Digital KY today to take your business to the next level. 859-759-0095 or visit LocalDigitalKY.com, the digital marketing experts for small businesses.
Kawasaki took the world by storm when they introduced the Terex KRX 1000, establishing a reputation as the ultimate sport side-by-side. Now they're turning up the adventure a notch with two new models, the Terex KRX 1000 Trail Edition and Terex KRX 1000 Special Edition, each purpose-built for an adventure of a lifetime. You keep going where others quit. The Terex KRX 1000, it's your world, your venture. Start your adventure at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Are you tired of being put on hold for minutes on end? Do you want to speak to a person instead of a machine? Do you want your pharmacist to know you by name when they see you? At HCA, they take your health care personally. They work with you to make your health the best it can be. HCA is locally owned and operated. Jamie Farrell has over a decade of experience and looks forward to earning your business. Big enough to serve, small enough to care. HCA Pharmacy and Medical Equipment, 1113 West Lexington Avenue, Winchester.
Joel Bennett here, Bobby Baldwin with me. The George Roger Clark Cardinals fall to South Laurel Cardinals. First game of the year that GRC has lost, and their record goes to 10-1. It's a 60-57 South Laurel win tonight. A game that had the score tied five times, had four different lead changes. GRC tried their best and had a shot to tie it at the end that hit the rim, but it's South Laurel coming away with a win. And GRC had a big lead at one time, Bobby, but they just kept chipping away, and it got tied at 46 and seemed like we were just playing catch-up.
Well, foul trouble basically led to the fact that they weren't able to really do what they needed to do to regain the momentum, and then they missed some shots. And let's face it, the South Laurel was more aggressive, but not necessarily to the tune of 15 more free throws in the game aggressive, and that basically came back to haunt them in the end. And Cards just needed to make one more pull, one more basket to keep this baby alive. But great effort by them and by both sets of Cardinals when you get right down to it.
It was a high school ball game that was one to watch. It was a good treat, and the Cardinal fans, they supported their team well, GRC and South Laurel. But GRC falls in the final. Looking at some of these team numbers in the game, points in the paint, 22 by each club. Points off turnover, 17-12 edge for South Laurel. Second chance scoring, 11-10 edge for GRC. Fast breaking, 8-2 in favor of South Laurel. Looking at the turnovers, it was 11 committed by George Rogers Clark, 13 committed by South Laurel. Rebounding, GRC had a lead at halftime, but South Laurel made that up. South Laurel out rebounds Green County, GRC 24-21. When you look at what GRC was able to do, shooting the ball from the floor, Cards go 22 of 48 for 46% from the floor. They shot 48 shots, Bobby. South Laurel got 37 attempts. They shot 48% from the floor as well. Free throws, a big disparity there. It was 18 of 21 for South Laurel. GRC only got to the line six times the entire game, one in the first half. Cards go 4 of 6 at the free throw line. Three-point shooting, 9 of 23 for GRC. South Laurel didn't shoot as many, but they picked their points and picked their moments. They were 6 of 9 from three-point range.
That's great.
Yeah. The big free throw shooting, though, Bobby, you and I both agreed and talked off the mic. That made all the difference in the world. There were 20 fouls called against GRC, and two players fouled out, one with four, and South Laurel had 11 fouls, and the South Laurel team goes 18 of 21 at the free throw line. GRC 4 of 6. For the South Laurel team, boy, it was some ball game. 30 points for Colton Rawlings. He single-handedly shot him into it in the second half. Other scoring, 15 for Jordan Mabe with 5 rebounds, 4 points, 7 rebounds. Jordan Steele, 8 points for Joshua Steele and 4 rebounds. The other Cardinal players were in supporting roles. Looking at in this game for GRC, Rashawn Hampton finished with 23 points. 8 of 18 shooting, 6 of 13 from three-point range, 23 points, 1 assist, and 1 steal before fouling out and pulling down 2 rebounds. Eli Craig played 14 minutes, got a couple of boards in the ballgame. 32 minutes for Malachi Ashford, played the entire ballgame, comes away with 8 points. He had 4 rebounds, 6 assists, and 3 steals. Playing 25 minutes, J.P. Gaines played in foul trouble for the most part. He has 9 points and a team high. 8 rebounds in the game, blocked a shot, picked up a steal. Playing 30 minutes before fouling out, Breland Morrison. He had 17 points, played solid, 3 rebounds, and 3 blocked shots for GRC. Other Cardinals in the ball game, it was Montez Gay, Maddox Campbell, and Abram Howard all played but failed to score. GRC falls for the first time of the year. They fall to the hands of South Laurel by a score of 60-57. We'll take a one-minute break. We'll come back. More post-game comments coming up after this.
Hello, Winchester. Are you ready to take the first step toward a rewarding career in the medical field? Look no further than Bluegrass Community and Technical College's Winchester Clark County campus. Whether you dream of being a compassionate nurse, a skilled medical assistant, or plan on transferring to a four-year university, we've got you covered. BCTC's Winchester campus is located in the Winchester Industrial Park and is where you'll find state-of-the-art facilities and expert professors ready to guide you on your path to success. Apply now for our nursing, medical assisting, nurse aid, or phlebotomy programs and let your passion for healthcare bloom. With the Work Ready Kentucky Scholarship, healthcare programs are tuition free. Your career can't wait any longer. Visit our website at bluegrass.edu or call us at 859-246-6595.
Head coach Josh Cook makes his way up here at Madison Central High School right here in the Allen Feldhaus court. It is the Richmond Car and Truck Center Holiday Classic, GRC. The Cardinals fall for the first time of the year, a three-point loss to South Laurel, 60-57. GRC, you played your heart out, Coach, and used a lot of players, and they all contributed. You played hard.
Yeah, we played hard. We trying to make plays, trying to make effort. Did play some things we can learn from, a couple breaks go our way. And for the most part, we were in the driver's seat. We were in good position to be able to put away, and we got a little careless at times and lost a little bit of pucks, but our heart's in the right place. We're trying, and those are things we can get better at.
In the ball game, GRC at the foul line, we're not making any implications by this, but they shot 21 free throws. You shot six.
We actually shot four, because if you want to count Malley's with 2 seconds to go, you can. But.
Yeah, right. The team fouls the 20 to 10. So, I mean, you did what you could
hurt. Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah. You know, the one thing I was saying that is, you know, our guys are trying to get to the rim. They're trying to make plays. You know, we're working on trying to not settle for threes. We still shoot a lot of threes. But it is unfortunate when, Tez made a great play, and, you know, the way the game was caught, I thought he should be able to get to the line there. And, you know, there's got to be consistency there, because, it throws the rhythm off, and especially when one of their best players shoots 10, 9 points come from that, and then the most one of our guys shoots 2.
Yeah.
So that doesn't really help in a tight ball game in a tournament-type atmosphere.
Yeah, and normally the free throw shooting goes to the more aggressive team that's attacking the rim. But, you shot 12 more shots than they did. So, I mean, and you won the second chance scoring putback. So we'll just leave it at that. And it is what it is. And it was a good battle. And you're going to stop a streak. You went down fight.
Yeah, we fought. Sure. Super proud of our guys. You know, for one, we got to get healthy and things like that.
Sure. You had guys in foul trouble and bench of little thin. You're minus a couple of guys, and Gay trying to work his way back.
He's trying to work his way, yeah.
So, you put some pieces in there. Still got a game to go tomorrow, and sticking around to watch this one? Or
no, I need to get home and get some rest. I haven't felt good, so I need to try to get some rest.
Is it going around on the team, huh?
Yeah, it's coach has had it. Players have had it.
Bobby's got it now. I started on the 14th of December. I hope I'm turning the corner. Yeah, but I tell you what, your team gave a great effort, and we've seen this Madison Central team before, Marshall County out of the first region. We saw them I watched them do a come-from-behind win, so you'll have a good game tomorrow regardless.
Yeah, we'll be ready to play, and, it's part of Christmas. You go through some ups and downs and develop some character, and it's good for you. So
I didn't mind that shot there at the end. You still had a chance to tie it. It looked like 5 points down, and hey, anything can happen. High school basketball.
Make a play, believe it'll happen. So.
Well, listen, we'll see you tomorrow. Get rested up, get ready to go, and we'll pick us up. Start us another streak, okay?
Yep, thank you.
All right, head coach Josh Cook. His team won 10 in a row. They play hard here. It was South Laurel winning in a final by 3. Do want to mention that looking at the girls, their game this evening, they are taking up, it'll be the 2022 state champs, the Marist War Eagles. They're number 18 in the state, number 4 in 6A in the Atlanta area. GRC girls taking on that powerhouse tonight. Tip off there at 9 o'clock, and that's Central time. So
no, it's Eastern.
Eastern time.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so that's still going to be a late tip.
All
and
right.
If you want to know the outcome of that, Tim Smith will have it tomorrow on Mornings on Main. It's It's a good program. Tune in with Tim. He'll have the score on that girls' game, and we wish them the best. Bobby and I will be back here tomorrow, and we'll have a 4 o'clock tip time?
4 o'clock, that's correct.
4 o'clock tip time and play the winner of this Madison, or the loser of the Madison Central and Marshall County game that is about to go underway. Again, it was a 3-point loss for GRC and a hard-fought effort as South Laurel got the win. They moved to 8-2, GRC, their record at 10-1. Until tomorrow afternoon, for Hayes McMakin, time back at the station. Bobby Baldwin here. I'm Joel Bennett. Thanks for listening. So long.
You've been listening to George Rogers Clark High School Basketball on 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Bluegrass Community and Technical College, Central Bank, Clark Regional Medical Center, Citizens Bank, Clark's Pump and Shop, Country Time Motors, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, HCA Pharmacy, Kentucky Petroleum Supply, Lauren Mink Frazier Clark County Farm Bureau, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Montgomery Tractor Sales, Moorhead Tourism, the MSU Foundation, Neely and Wade Insurance, Paris Stockyards, People's Exchange Bank, Porter Group Insurance, Reimar Electric, Rosemary Brooks Place, Sterling Healthcare, Town Money Saver Winchester, Traditional Bank, Winchester Sun, Winchester Clark County Chamber of Commerce, Winchester Clark County Parks Department, and Woody's Sports Bar and Grill. We're the sports voice of George Rogers Clark High School Athletics and so much more. 102.9 FM, 990 AM, and WWKYRadio.com.